The YWCA has been closed since the shooting on August 11th. That's when police say Mooney Savion brought a gun into the facility and shot and killed his son. Police say he had threatened to kill his son's mother, and himself in the past. Domestic violence advocates say they hope the tragedy will lead to a greater focus on making sure children involved in these situations are kept safe. Robin Christofferson is the head of the New Hampshire Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence.
If we're going to narrow it down to what do you do in a domestic violence situation? I think you protect the children. And right now, parental rights trump the safety of children. And we need to change that.
The boy's mother was able to get a restraining order against Savion last year, and he was allowed supervised visits. Authorities say a metal detector was occasionally used at the YWCA for supervised visits, but one was not used on the day of the shooting. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.